There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Mike McKenna. And as the world continues to mourn the passing of Queen Elizabeth II, Jewish communities and organizations, both in the United Kingdom and across the world, are reflecting on her reign and contribution she made to societies as a whole. In Britain, Jewish leaders are recalling her devotion and dedication to Jewish society as an inspiration and contribution to British society, noting that she also honored and recognized Jewish communities in countries over which she reigned and demonstrated a particular commitment to interfaith relations and Holocaust memorial. Ronald Lauder, the president of the World Jewish Congress, said that Queen Elizabeth and her family, quote, were beloved symbols of resistance to Nazi tyranny, refusing to leave London during the worst times of the Blitz and standing in solidarity under siege with their compatriots, unquote. Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid says that the Queen has left behind a legacy of leadership and service, hoping that her memory leaves behind a lasting blessing. A Washington, D.C.-based organization called Academic Engagement Network, the AEN, which is an independent non-profit pro-Israel group, has provided grants to fight anti-Semitism on campuses in the United States. Yale University, the City University of New York, the Evergreen State College, and the University of Minnesota each received $25,000 in line with AEN's Anti-Semitism Education Initiative, which aims to educate students about Jewish history, as well as pinpointing processes to precisely deal and cope with incidents of anti-Semitic activities on campus. A recent rise in anti-Semitism on college campuses continues to gain national attention. Last month, CNN plighted a documentary based on Cassie Blotner, a State University of New York SUNY New Paltz student who was expelled from a sexual assault awareness group she founded because of her support for Israel and Zionism. Staying with news from the United States, and more than 100 Jewish organizations are pressing the Senate to implement the 2015 Supreme Court decision granting federal protections to same-sex marriage. A statement from the Reform Movement's Religious Action Center and Keshet, a Jewish LGBTQ rights group, says that this act will ensure benefits for all marriage groups irrespective of their location, background, and social status, adding that based on Jewish values and beliefs, they believe they have an ethical and moral responsibility to fight for a society which ensures the humanity of all people. On the other hand, the Agudath Israel of America has strongly objected to the proposed law, saying that, quote, Jewish law and values unequivocally reject homosexual conduct and same-sex marriage. This is what our Torah teaches and what Jews have faithfully adhered to for millennia, unquote. It's been more than 75 years and the Jewish community in Las Vegas, New Mexico, intends buying back Temple Montefiore, which was the first synagogue in the San Miguel County of New Mexico. A crowdfunding campaign has been launched with an aim to raise $200,000 by the end of this month. The building has been a church since the 1950s, as during that time the Jewish population decreased to a point where a congregation could not be sustained, and as a result, the Las Vegas Bible Church purchased the building in 1957. Well, since then the Jewish community has increased, and this week the Las Vegas Jewish community introduced a GoFundMe program, which has so far raised nearly $100,000. Support has also come in from local Christians wanting to see the Jewish community thrive once again in the city. And Friday's upon us yet again. Where does time go? Let's reflect back on what made headlines this week. The Angel Network of South Africa, a Jewish-led non-profit public benefit organization, sent firefighting suits to Ukrainian firefighters assisting victims caught in fire-related incidents. Newly elected British Prime Minister Liz Truss promises to address Jewish community matters, pledging her full support to all their concerns. An Israeli think tank encourages closer cooperation, support, and interaction between Israel and Jewish communities in the diaspora. And we learnt about Holocaust survivor and Brazilian swimming champion Nora Tausch Rauhnei, still competing at the age of 98. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.